So, Nick, I've got just some random questions here for you.
Okay.
And I'll start off with some easier ones here. What's your favorite food?
Favorite food would have to be ice cream. Anyone who knows me would know. Plain sheet vanilla ice cream with chocolate sauce and blueberries. Greatest thing ever on the face of the earth. Cannot go wrong. Seconded by Gwen Renasoyas, the cotton candy ice cream from the windmill.
Oh, really?
But ice cream for sure. Yeah, for sure.
And what about, on the same theme there, what about your favorite restaurant?
Restaurant would be, let's see, there's nothing, you can't top a keg steak. You got to have a nice keg steak every now and then. But Cafe Mexico, it's got to be Cafe Mexico. Us as a family, we love to go there. We have a waitress there that knows us and even knows our order because we're such creatures of habit. Well, Jada and I, we get the same thing every single time we go in. So, yeah, Cafe Mexico, many fond memories there.
And what about, what's your favorite drink?
Beverage would have to be, well, I drink a lot of water, which, you know, I wouldn't say it's a favorite, but Strongbow with ice and lime in the summer, sitting on our back deck downstairs, Scott and I, you know, after work on a Friday night, he has his beer and I'll have a Strongbow and we just chat about the day. We just sit there for hours. It's just really fond memory. And, also Strongbow watching UFC at, Applebee's, sitting at the counter, chicken wings and Strongbow. Many good memories with Strongbow. So definitely Strongbow with ice and lime.
Perfect. What's your favorite color?
Favorite color would be blue. All sorts of shades of blue and black, which is a non-color. So if I had to choose color to wear, it would be black. But blue, the turquoisey blues, like all the different shades of the water. Yeah.
Cool. And what about your favorite animal?
Oh, Newman the pug. I love pugs. I wanted a pug since I was in high school. Love pugs. There's just something so funny and cute and quirky about them. And we as a family have had three pugs. We had Maggie. We bought, Scott and I got her before we even had kids. So the sun rose and set on Maggie, even though she was a little brat. It was unbelievable how bratty she was. We ended up getting her uncle, because the breeder couldn't keep him. She had two stud males in the house and it didn't work out. So we took Uncle Nick under her wing. He came pre-named, even though it was the same name as me. So we had the two of them. They were our kids until Brooke came along. They went down a bit in the pecking order. But now we've got Newman the Bug, and he is just the greatest dog ever. Greatest dog we've had. He's light in my life, he is. It's amazing how much joy an animal will bring to your life, and he's definitely part of the family. Definitely part of the family. Newman the Pug Thompson.
What's your favorite sound?
Oh, favorite sound would be wind in the trees in the Soyuz. Love that sound. And wind chimes out in our backyard. Just those pretty wind chime sounds. Little chirp of hummingbirds. There's so many beautiful sounds, and most of them are from nature, as well as, you wouldn't call it favorite sounds, but, you know, the sounds of Scott snoring, and the sounds of Jada grinding her teeth, and the sound of Brooke going, meh. All those little family sounds.
Comfort sounds.
Comfort sounds. Yeah, comfort sounds.
What is your favorite place on earth?
Oh, it would have to be climbing into bed at night. The feeling, just being in your own bed. And I love our bed. Nice and cozy. But favorite place to be, anywhere with my family, but Soyuz. Loving our time in Soyuz. That's just, I can't wait to get up there every summer. And then when we're there, we just don't want to leave. So the Soyuz and bed.
What What would you like to hear God say to you when you arrive in heaven?
I love you, and I accept you, and I forgive you for everything that you've done on earth, because we all do stupid things and say stupid things that we regret, and I know you will. I know he'll say those things, but, you know, just to actually hear the words, you know, even though I know in my heart he loves me and accepts me, but those are the words I want to hear. I want to hear it myself. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to cry.
Well, and this might make you cry, Nick, but what would you, what do you want to say to your family?
The same things that I just want to hear. I love you, and I accept you, and I forgive you, all those things, you know, for anything that, and I hope you forgive me and love me and accept me for all the things that we do or say to each other, that sometimes, you know, you say things that are, don't mean, and other times you say things that you mean so much your heart's going to burst right out. But I just want to say to them that I love them with all my heart and all my soul, and that I want to be here with them for forever, and love them and comfort them and be around them all the time. And I want them to know that I am always going to be with them, whether I'm whether I'm here or not, or, you know, years from now, if I'm at work or, you know, just away from the house, doesn't necessarily mean I'm gone. But if I am gone, then I will always be with them no matter what. And then I will always love them and accept them and cherish them in all our time together, all the memories that we have. And I'm so proud of them and so, so honored to be part of this family. And I hope that they feel the same way. Now I'm really crying.
Well, that's great, Nick. And this has just been a pleasure and an honor to do this with you. And I wanted to do it with you again many years from now.
Thank you. Thank you very much.